After 12 years of wrangling over a water permit needed to operate one of the largest mountaintop mines in Appalachia, the U.S. EPA has vetoed the permit. Mine operators, politicians, and environmentalists have had strong reactions to the agency's move. So have other industries. The Allegheny Front's news analyst, Ann Murray, is here to talk about the agency's veto and the aftermath of EPA's decision to halt Spruce Mine No. 1. Welcome, Ann.
Hi, Jennifer.
EPA vetoed a permit to dump mining waste in streams at Spruce Mine in southern West Virginia. Why is Arch Coal, operator of the mine, crying foul?
Well, that's because EPA revoked an existing permit.
And how can the agency do this retroactively?
The agency used its authority under the Clean Water Act, and EPA says this is only the 13th time it's vetoed a permit, and that it reserves that power, quote, for only unacceptable cases.
And why was the permit then granted in the first place?
Well, it was granted by the Army Corps of Engineers under the Bush administration after Arch Coal agreed to modify the size of the area that would be impacted by the mining operation. EPA never signed off on this particular permit. EPA says that Arch Coal would have used, quote, destructive and unsustainable mining practices that would have jeopardized the community and the water that the community depends on.
Typically, companies dump the waste and rubble from mountaintop mines into adjacent valleys and streams. What did EPA say Arch Coal could have done to protect surface water?
Well, I want to point out it's now not illegal to do this kind of dumping in streams, but EPA has maintained that Arch Coal did have the option to move some of the mine debris to other locations that wouldn't have interfered to the extent that it did in their current plan with the health of nearby waterways. But the company chose not to do that.
Because of the cost?
Yeah, I would have assumed that would have been the case, but in a recent article in the Charleston Gazette, it says that EPA had proposed an alternative plan that would have been acceptable to the agency and would have cost Arch Coal just 1% over their projected production cost. That's an additional 55 cents per ton of coal. And Arch Coal has reported profits of $700 million in 2010, to put that into context. The company has refused to comment to the media about this.
How long did EPA work with Arch Coal on modifying their mining plan for Spruce Mine?
It was more than a year.
And in that year, how did the public comment go?
Well, EPA did get a lot of comments. They got more than 50,000 comments about this proposed mine. And they also did an extensive environmental impact study.
And can you talk about what the agency found in that study?
The agency maintains that this mining project would have buried more than 6 miles of high-quality streams with debris from about 2,200 acres of forest and mountains. And this would have resulted in the loss of aquatic life and possibly impacted fish and other wildlife downstream from the buried streams.
The EPA has a new standard for water impairment from surface mining. Did the agency take that into consideration when they vetoed the permit?
Yes, they did. The EPA has set up a threshold of stream salinity that can't be exceeded.
How is stream salinity connected to valley fills?
Covering streams with rocks and debris that are left over when a company blows off the top of a mountain can cause high salinity and toxic levels of selenium in the stream. And that can actually turn fresh water into salty water. And that often causes permanent damage to ecosystems and streams.
What's the future for mountaintop mining look like under the Obama administration's EPA?
When the agency released a statement about vetoing this permit, it was very careful to point out that EPA believes coal is part of our energy future in the United States and that the agency will work with mountaintop mining companies to come up with viable plans.
So why have companies outside of mining been vocal about EPA's decision to rescind this permit?
Well, that's because they think the agency has created an unstable business climate. Realty companies, construction companies, the state of West Virginia are planning to sue EPA because of that. They complain they can't depend on EPA to not veto water quality permits that have been issued by the Army Corps of Engineers. Politicians from West Virginia are also upset. Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia just had his first town meeting, and EPA's decision was front and center. And Senator Manchin and others are planning to have a rally for this particular project this week.
So it sounds like we haven't heard the last of this decision.
Oh, no. It's going to be contested in the courts.
Well, thanks for being here, Ann.
You're welcome. Thank you.